So, the question is, do we really know him? Do you really know him? Do we really know him? One day, a very, very wealthy man, he owned a very, very large house. It was like a mansion. And this man decided to open it up for people who lived in the neighborhood. He decided to invite them to his house the coming Sunday for lunch. An invitation went out to all the people in the neighborhood that they were welcome to come to his house that Sunday for lunch. Many people responded to this invitation, and they came to his house for lunch, even though the majority of them had never met the man before. As the meal drew to a close, the message went through the house that the doors would again be open the following Sunday. And so this went on for several weeks. People would come to the house. It was a large house. They would go around the different rooms. The strange thing is that although so many were coming to the house for lunch, they'd never met the owner of the house before. They'd actually seen him walking around and talking to the odd person and so on. But the majority of these people who came to this man's house for lunch had never really had a heart-to-heart conversation with him. Others had spoken to him, but only briefly. In fact, they were more like acquaintances than friends. They'd never really got to know him, and yet week by week they were coming to his house and eating from his table. They were eating his food, but didn't really know the owner. They didn't really know the man. They were glad for the food. Well, I put the challenge out to you and to myself that there are many in church that are just like that. Every week they may come into the house and feed upon his word, yet they've really never got to know him. I hear you say, not me, not me. But let me put this to you. The disciples had been with Jesus for quite some time when one day he suggested they all get into a boat. Suddenly a storm arose and they began to fear for their lives. Somehow, Jesus was managing to sleep on a pillow at the back of the boat. And this seemed to suggest to the disciples that he didn't really care. He didn't seem to care that their lives were in danger. They woke him up. And even though they are still in the storm, I think that those disciples perhaps missed out on something even greater that the Lord would have done for them had they truly recognized that with Jesus in the boat all would be well. But Jesus did, because he's God of all. He's God of everything. He is the Almighty, Omnipotent One, was able to speak the word. And there was calm. The fact is, friends, that the disciples didn't know Jesus as well as they thought they did. The disciples didn't know Jesus as well as they thought they did. Is that true of any of us, even this morning? You see, the boat could not possibly sink with Jesus on board. It couldn't sink with Jesus on board. I'd also suggest that however much we think we might know the Lord, we need to know him more. We need to know him more. Do you really know him? It's interesting when you go to an airport and you've got your ticket. You've got your ticket, so you're pretty guaranteed that you'll get a seat on the plane. But you notice there's often one or two fidgeting. They're unable to read their newspaper. They're unable to drink their coffee because they've only got standby tickets. There might or may not be room for them on the plane. They don't have the confidence that they're actually going to go to Ghana or wherever they want to go because they've only got a standby ticket. Those who have the ticket have the confidence that they're going to go through customs and get on the plane. Do you have the confidence that if Jesus was to call for you in 30 minutes that you would be saying, "Yes, Lord, come, I'm ready. Or would you be like the disciples and panic? Do you really know Jesus? Do I really know Jesus? This is the question. Do we think we know him, but actually we've come short. We are still not really serving and loving him as we should. The pressures of this life, the worries, the anxieties, the cares, the storms, they've gotten to us. And Jesus is out of the picture. Oh, he's there, but we don't really trust him. Do you know, this passage tells us that the opposite of faith is fear. And without faith, it cannot please God. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. So what is your fear? What is the thing which is holding you something back? Sometimes we have to face the fear, and once we face the fear with God, it diminishes. It diminishes. The bad news you heard just a few days ago, Jesus in the boat, but it's an opportunity to trust. We're living in the last days. We know that the perilous times are here within the professing church and out in the world. God is calling this fellowship, this church. We're making decisions and we're saying, "Yes, Lord, we're trusting you for the building. Lead us, please. We don't want to do our own thing. We're trusting you that you're leading us into a closer commitment with each other, but most of all with you." We're talking about commitment and membership, being connected, so that we're in the place where God can use us for his glory. And yes, for some of us it may need the refiner's fire to come so that we are purified, ready for service. Not looking for perfection, but he's looking for obedience. He's looking for people who are dying to self and living for Christ. People who know that they have a future with the Lord. But that future is here now as well. Do we really know him? For what the Lord, I believe, has for us, for you, for me, for this fellowship, in your families, in your singleness, in your work, in your college, at school, what he has for you and what he has for this fellowship collectively, we need to know him like we've never known him before. He needs to know us. We need to say, "Lord, more of you," because we know you want more of us. You want more of us. We won't be able to do the things that God is laying down for us without him and without the power of the Holy Spirit. We need him. We need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus in our midst. We will see Jesus, but we are able to do the things which he is calling us to do individually, in your family, at work, in your school, and as a fellowship in the community and beyond with God as He enables us and empowers us. Friends, I said the other day at prayer meeting, many people are in church and they've given up, as it were, many things of the world. They've given up the whatever pleasure, fun they had. But all they've done is found religion. They're still miserable. They've left something behind, but they haven't gained anything. And what is pitiful. They may have gained religion, they may have a religious spirit, but they haven't got Christ and the power of His love, the power of His name, the power of His blood at work within them, so that they're making a difference to others outside. The devil's happy if you give up your drinking, your smoking, your bad relationships, as long as you don't have faith, as long as you don't have Jesus. Now is the time. God has been very merciful. We heard it this morning. God is very gracious. Been reminded over the last few days the necessity of an encounter with God. Do you want that? Do you really want that? To know Him. To know Him more. For Him to have you. Do you, children, do you want Jesus more than anything? Do you want Jesus more than anything? Do you want Jesus more than anything? He's so loving, He's so willing. He said, I want to make my home, my abode with you. Let's pray. Let's just, where we are, just call upon Jesus now to fill us with His Spirit, with His love. Without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. But He says, with me, you can do all things which are on my heart for you to do. In this encounter with God, Christ is in this house. He needs to meet with each one of us, even now. Even now. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God, come. Asking, you will receive. You're seeking Him, He's already found you. You're knocking, the door's now opening. Are you ready for Jesus? He wants you to have the confidence that if He were to call for you even today, He would welcome you to His eternal home. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Holy Spirit, come. Breathe on me, breath of God.
breathe on me.